Yes, indeed. And we are both awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have. You can call it in. You can text it in. The number is the same, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hope you are, too. And it's been a couple of weeks since we've had the chance to get together and talk about home improvements. And I wanted to ask you when we did talk again, because you, in your position as the leader there, at you and your brothers at Lindis, you travel around, you meet a lot of folks, you meet various parts of the country. Give us some inside scoops of what you've been doing lately in representing Lindis. What have you learned, I guess?
We're learning lots of things. You know, the majority of the roofing world is a little bit behind where they were at this point last year. So, but what's been fun for me is there's a lot of people that are like us that have added repairs and maintenance programs that we're able to learn from each other as we go around. And one thing, you know, we have a software company called Contractor Flow. It's a CRM that helps contractors manage their company. And one of the things, if you look at the reviews that Lindis Construction gets, a lot of them point to our communication, from the incoming call to the person that schedules the job, the salesperson, the crews. They all communicate, and we have automatic communications set up throughout. And I think that's one of those things that we've been teaching contractors around the country, is how to best communicate with your customers and how to keep customers happy. One of the things, if you read our reviews, the people are saying, like, this is the third time we've had Lindis out to do this project, and that's unique that I've seen around the country. Now, I've looked at some pretty robust maintenance programs and what people are doing. One thing's for certain, that roof rejuvenation product, or where they're saying that this will add life to your roof, it's a fugazi. It's for the most part, really does not work. It's one of those things that it's, again, remember we used the analogy a couple weeks ago, that sometimes, I'm a fisherman, I love to fish. And every now and then, there's a lure that catches way more fishermen than fish, and it's one of those things that we're seeing out there. But it's been a really good year for us. Lots of decking, lots of windows, and listen to the forecast. Which, you know, I love weathermen, but like even in our own news report, we're talking about how NOAA says that it's going to be a bad winter, but it could be a good winter, depending on El Nino, can lead to some mild stuff. so I left that a little bit more confused, but I know this, people, this time of year, the attic inspections, the heat map analysis, the doors and windows that are coming through on orders for us right now are more than we've ever seen. And that's pretty exciting. A lot more people are choosing to upgrade the energy parts of their home. And if you're anything like me, it seems like no matter what improvement I make on my house, and my electric bill and my heating bill seems to either stay the same or go up. And a lot of that has to do with our energy. Now, around the country, solar is in a holding pattern. So much so, GAF has decided to pull out of Minnesota and Wisconsin with their solar shingle product.
Really?
Mainly because of how difficult Xcel Energy was to deal with and the permitting process. That's what I think is the biggest factor. The second biggest factor is how cheap our actual energy is, where, you know, comparatively speaking, say, like, I think, like, on average, we're seeing our customers in that 16 to 18 cents a kilowatt hour, where I have friends in California that are in that 40, 45 cents a kilowatt hour on the East Coast, and getting at that 30 cents a kilowatt hour, and solar just makes a lot more sense in markets like that than ours. And you know, the tax credit went away for the ordinary homeowner. Now, there's still tax credits for big solar parks and solar fields and leasing, and so that may become an option in the future for this market. But as of right now, the residential side of solar is I can't even get the materials anymore. Like everything that we have on the books has to be installed by January 1st. After that, it won't be supported anymore.
Wow. And you mentioned, I tell you what, I want to talk a little bit, at least sometime during this hour, about that maintenance program. But you know what? There's a phone caller I want to get to right now. Grace has been hanging on the line, calling in from Hugo. Grace, thank you for your patience. What is your question for Andy?
I'm just wondering how he feels about wrapping a chimney with metal steel, you know, because some of the bricks are failing.
Did you say wrapping a brick with steel?
Yeah.
Was it like a brick veneer? Is it like the entire side of the house?
No. It's a chimney. I'm sorry to tell you. It's a chimney. Just wrapping it with some steel, you know, to keep it from failing worse, and then just do whatever.
You know, if you're building the proper riglet in addition to wrapping it with steel and putting on the proper cap, is something that we've done in the past. And it's a lot easier to do than finding a mason that does chimney work, especially in the fall. My experience with masons is when it comes to chimney stuff, it seems like in the springtime it's easier to get them to come out and do that because they just went through the winter and don't have as much work. And they get pretty booked up pretty quickly, or their year gets full, and finding them now is always a difficult thing. But we install crickets, which is like a roof system that goes behind the chimney in case like the slope is going at it, and the proper riglet around the chimney, which that alone cuts off on a lot of the leaking. Now, if you have cap issues, there's different things and sealers that we can put on there, or we can look at wrapping it completely. Now, is this a chimney that actually is in use right now, like a wood fireplace, or is it for a furnace?
No, it's in use. That's the scary part.
When's the last time
wrap it with some metal. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So maybe I'll go that route. I don't know. I'm getting more confused by the minute.
Yeah. So you're actually burning wood in that fireplace?
No. It's natural gas. It's, you know, in the water heater. Yeah.
Okay. So what I might look at removing that chimney completely down to the roof deck, and then putting on normal venting pipes. A lot of times the furnace and the electric gas or the gas fireplace are all hidden in what used to be a wood-burning chimney. And so it's really not needed and can be a big, like most of my customers, if that's the case, we're going to remove the chimney down to the roof deck and then redo the venting there with the proper vent pipes and stacks to make sure it never leaks again. But if it's a wood-burning stove still, and you're having problems with the exterior, chances are, I know this isn't new, but anybody else listening to this, it's a real fire hazard. And if you haven't had an actual certified chimney sweep out to inspect it or somebody that deals with that, that's annual maintenance that should happen on those types of chimneys. And if you haven't done that, it can be a really big fire hazard where chimney fires are a thing and happen pretty regular. And the one company I know I've dealt with in the Twin Cities told me it was almost 70% of the chimneys that they inspected that are still burning wood fires were fire hazards.
Wow.
And that's just something to keep in mind, especially as we get to the time of year that we're putting some more fires in the fireplace. But it's awesome to have a wood burning fire, but it's one of those things that you need to maintain yearly.
No, well, that doesn't pertain to me. I'm just asking about my chimney. Like I said, the bricks are coming loose, and I've had somebody say they could just wrap it totally with metal, keep that from, you know, getting worse, and go from there.
Is that person a roofing professional?
Yeah, they do roofing too, yeah.
Okay. You know, I would trust that if they do that, but I honestly, for what the cost is to wrap it, if that's just a temporary thing, I'd look at removing the chimney all the way down to the roof deck, redoing the roof deck and patching in the roof.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
It's an option. All right. Well, good luck with that. Thanks for calling in. Interesting. We don't know the aesthetics either that he or she would like to, you know, maintain. That's a whole nother issue. But, yeah, you're right about that maintenance, wood-burning fireplaces. I know that's a whole show in itself. Andy, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back on the other side. Any kind of home improvement question, you can call it in. You can text it in, 651-461-9226 here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. All right, some gremlins in the system, as my pal Steve Cannon used to say. Andy Lindis and I, we apologize for that. I'm not sure what happened, but nothing like live radio. Andy, before we broke, I wanted to ask you a little bit about that maintenance program we talk about from time to time. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It really is a whole home inspection with one of the best craftsmen, I believe, in the Twin Cities doing it. It's a break off of our quality control department, which I don't know, we haven't talked much about our quality control department here on the radio show, but almost every job that we install, we have as people become craftsmen, like these are people that have worked for us for over 15 years. We look to them to join our quality control department and do our inspections. Where last year, I believe over 70% of the service work that we did at Lindis Construction was self-inflicted, meaning my quality control department created the service work order, not the customer. It's just one of those things that we do all the time. But as we started looking at all of these things, the inspections on the QC, things that we weren't doing, like caulking, flashing, different siding materials, different roofing materials, and the fact that people just really don't understand how their house works. So the maintenance program, we're going to go in. We're going to spend about 90 minutes, and we have a variety of tools and glues and caulking in our trucks to take care of any minor things that we see. But you're going to get a very detailed report on what we're looking at in your home and how to maintain your home. So if your window siding and roofing were designed the last 50 years, that you get the entire 50 years out of them. You don't have any fails or any rot or, you know, the amount of customers that we go to on windows and doors that we're replacing thousands of dollars in rotten wood that caulking or flashing would have saved. We're hopeful that if we do this maintenance program the proper way, those customers aren't going to have those extra added expenses. And you're going to know the R values of all of your insulation, how everything works, and any recommendations that we have going forward. And it puts you on our triage list. So should we have a catastrophic storm that comes through, you get put to the front of the list. So it's a very inexpensive way, I believe, to maintain your home and to get an idea on how to maintain your home in the best way. And it's something that we're offering to all of our customers as we go out and do estimates. And if you choose to do it, you're going to get an annual inspection by one of our people that tell you exactly what needs to happen, when it needs to happen in order to maintain your home. Again, to make sure that you don't have any failures down the road.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great program. Before we had the trouble here, the technical issues, Steve was hanging on the line calling from Waseca, I believe. I think Steve is still there. Steve, thank you for your patience. What's your question for Andy?
Well, I have two questions. The first one is, Andy, do you do any work in the Waseca area? It's about 20 miles from Mankato.
We have, yes.
Okay. I have an estimate. I need some seamless gutters on my house, and I had an estimate done, and I'm kind of curious about the pricing on that. It's about 220 feet of gutter and about 69 feet of downspouts. It's a one-story rambler, and the gutters and the downspouts came in at about $2,900. Is that kind of sound about right?
I said about 60 feet of downspout?
About 69 feet. And then
For an ordinary open gutter, I think in that 2,500 to 3,500 range is a pretty, you know, that's what I would expect to pay for something like that for a leaf guard or any type of covered system that has a warranty. You're going to be looking at more along the lines of the $7,000 to $10,000.
Okay, and then there was about a $2,200 charge for a bulldog cover, And it's a metal cover with smaller holes in it. No mesh cover over the top, but they're about the size of a pencil, maybe a little bit smaller.
Yeah, I'd stay away from that kind of cover system. There's not much out there. Gutter helmets is okay. But again, for what those, what most people charge to put something over the top of your existing gutter, I'd look at one of the one piece seamless options that are out there, like Leaf Guard, if possible.
Okay. So I could get an estimate from you then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And what is your phone number, Andy?
How about if I give
on the web at, yeah, go for it, Danny.
844-9-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S, 844-9-LINDUS. Andy was going to say, get on the website, lindusconstruction.com. Steve, you can do that too.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. You call Lindus. Good deal. Thanks. And again, thanks for your patience. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text. 651-461-9226. I'm going to do another text here to kind of catch up on things. Listener wants to know, Andy, how deep and what diameter should a post hole be for a 6-foot-high cedar fence in Minneapolis?
I think you can probably get by with just your normal cookie, like you're putting in that type of a post hole, but I don't do much with fencing. For me, when it comes to putting in piers, it's more with decking, and we use the helical pier or the diamond pier. But more often than not, we're putting in the helical pier, which is just like a giant drill bit. The nice part about that is, one, they go in quick, and they wherever you want to place them, it just seems to be more accurate, and it is the most stable type system. But I believe if you look up how to put in a fence cookie online, it'll give you the exact depth and how to actually put that in.
Very good. Tell you what, let's pause for a bit here. Invite our listeners to join in on the conversation. Any kind of a home improvement question, call us, text us, 651-461-9226. The weather's straight ahead here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back. This portion of our home improvement show presented by Lindus Construction every week, L-I-N-D-U-S. We mentioned it a bit ago. If you want to have Lindus come out, keep in mind that first visit is always free. Whether it be maybe you want some new windows, maybe you want those great Leaf Guard gutters we've had on our house for around 30 years. It's such a great investment. And doors, you name it, whatever the case may be, whatever your project, call Lindus, 844-9-LINDUS. They'll come out, give you whatever information. That's free, and you can do with it what you want. And I know you're going to want to. Andy Lindus, we have some listeners via text we can help out. If you want to call Andy, like some folks are doing this morning, 651-461-9226. All right, here's another one. My Richfield home will need a new roof in the next year or two. Is a metal roof really the way to go? Why or why not?
You know, that's a really good question. When it comes to metal shingles, I would say no. For the most part, I have yet to see a metal shingle design that handles any type of ice or ice dams or snow really well. The standing seam roof is one that we've had really good luck with around the Twin Cities metro area. One thing to keep in mind, though, is different insurance policies would look at that differently. There's a lot of insurance policies now have a clause that doesn't allow for cosmetic damage, meaning just because the metal roof is very dented and looks terrible, unless there's actual structural damage that is causing a fail in like, so to say, the roof almost has to leak in order for some of these insurance companies to cover it if you get bad hail or wind. And that's just something you're going to want to look into before you make the decision of a metal roof. And knowing that the metal standing seam metal roof is going to be about 40% more expensive than a asphalt shingle roof, it's something to keep in mind. For me, I'd take a hard look at the class 4 shingle options and the standing seam, look at the costs associated with both, look at the insurance coverage on both of those and then make that decision. And when people do that, they typically choose one of the class 4 shingle options. If you are in a home that has like a vaulted ceiling and it's really hard to get the proper amount of insulation in, we've had really good luck with putting on metal roofs in those areas because it sheets the snow off. But that's another thing to keep in mind, that the snow is going to slide off the metal roofing at a much greater rate than the asphalt roof. Now, some of the textured roofing that we've installed, textured steel that we've installed, holds that snow a little bit better. Where I do know some people have chosen not to put on snow guards because it's holding the snow on the roof that good. So it's just something to keep in mind. There's a lot of options to go over. That's one of the nice things about us. One, we're going to be honest with you and let you know exactly how much life is left in your roof. And so if you think that you're going to have to get your roof replaced in 1 or 2 years, something to keep in mind is when we come out, we're going to tell you exactly what we think of the roof, and maybe some minor repairs get you another 5 or 10 years out of that roof. I don't know without taking a look at it. But once we sit down, you're going to know your options of repairing your roof, the options for asphalt roofing through GAF, and the options for metal roofing that we have. And then it allows you to make the best decision for your home. And we'll work through all of those with you and give you the pros and cons on each one of them and the costs on each one of them. So it really, that the more information you have on home improvement projects, the easier it is to make the best decision for you.
What about the actual installation of those grade GAF asphalt shingles versus the steel? Does it take longer? Is it about the same?
Yeah. No, it takes about 2.5 times as long to install the metal roof as it does the asphalt roof. So meaning if we can do an asphalt roof in a day, probably going to be on that job for 3 days, maybe 3.5 days, if depending on how many valleys. And you know, there's a lot of factors that go into metal roofing. The more valleys and hips and metalwork you actually have to do on the roof, the longer it's going to take. If it's pretty straightforward, It can go on pretty quick, but for the most part, it's going to take anywhere from 2 to 3 times as long and 2 to 3 times the amount of labor. That's where the big costs come in. It's not necessarily on the materials. It's the amount of labor that it takes to install a metal roof is why it's more expensive than the asphalt shingles.
That makes sense. Speaking of roofing, I'm looking at another text related to roofing. Here she says this: we are looking to have our 28-year-old roof replaced before winter. How much time do we have left to get that done? How cold is too cold?
You know, with the class 4 roofing, and the which is it's not really an asphalt roof. It's an SBS roof, which is more like rubber than asphalt. We can install those in colder temperatures than the asphalt, and getting the glue to activate is always a worry. But with us, the wind warranty from the day it's installed, no matter the temperature, is going to be just fine. Usually, Denny, we get into that first week of December installing roof. But I would, if you're worried about your roof now, I would get a hold of us pretty quick and have us come out and give you the estimate and get you on the schedule, because that's about where we are right now. I think we're in that 4 to 5 weeks out on installation. Now, if we need to move somebody up, we can, and we already have some customers that they know that the roof is going to be fine, but they want to be first on the schedule in the spring, and we've had some customers choose that already. The nice part about that is we can lock in your pricing. So no matter what the manufacturers and supply houses or whatever does to pricing, we can get you locked in and get the materials ordered. So you can, usually that first quarter of the year is when all the price increases happen.
Here's our phone number. It's also our text number for any kind of a home improvement question you may have for Andy. Linda, 651-461-9226. This texter is wondering, how hard is it to install an exhaust fan in a small bathroom in a 1967-built Rambler? Attic access is limited and pretty tight in that area. What do you think?
Not hard at all. A lot of times we go up through the ceiling and then out the side of the house, and that can be an option if the access is not a lot. You know, if it's really hard to get into the attic or it costs too much to actually run it through there, just too much carpentry work to go through there, we can look at going out the side of the house and exhausting it that way. And something that we do pretty regular. I don't know what we were thinking in the 70s and 80s. A lot of houses that we built that do not have exhaust fans in the bathroom. And here's the other trick is if you're installing an exhaust fan, make sure to put it on a timer switch. Because the ones that we install, more often than not, they're called the Panasonic Whisper fan, and you really can't hear it. And so putting it on a timer switch just reminds you that it'll automatically shut off. You can walk away from it. You know, the one in my house goes from 5 to 60 minutes. So it's a nice feature, and I installed the timer switches because my children were leaving them on overnight, and it's not what they were designed to do.
I can't tell you just in the last week how often Linda's put one of those in my what I call my wife's bathroom, and I love her dearly, but I turn it off often. Let's just put it that way. So yeah, a timer would be great. Say, let's grab a phone call. Andy, Mark is waiting there in South St. Paul to ask you a question. Thanks, Mark. What's your question for Andy?
Hey, Andy, you remember Johnny Carson and his fly-by-night industries routine?
You know, I do remember Johnny having some jokes about aluminum siding salesmen in the 40s.
Yeah, well, the fun one is every time we get a rain or a slight storm, I get a flood of calls for roof inspections. Hey, we're going to come around looking for your roofs and such. What do you say about those outfits and such? And warnings, please. Thank you.
Well, take a look at the Minnesota Attorney General this past year. I think in the last week, brought charges against two different contractors that were taking down payments and walking away from them. And almost always, those are the ones that are out door knocking. And I've always said that any contractor worth their salt they're busy enough without going into neighborhoods and going crazy. Having said that, you know, if we notice that our neighborhood, like our customers that had hail in that area, we will send them a message and say, hey, we'll give you a free inspection. The nice part about that is. More often than not, if it was our roof that was installed, when I say more often than not, like I want to say 98% of the inspections so far on Class 4 shingles have resulted in no damage. So much so we've said no damage, where the insurance company sometimes says damage, and that part gets frustrating. But I don't think a unsolicited phone call or door knock is how I would choose the person that I'm having work on my biggest investment. For me, that's my house. The biggest investment I have is my home. And, you know, I'm in a different category because I do all of these things. And my poor wife is dealing with a test house here because of the amount of different materials and windows and decking that I'm testing all the time at my own home. But we need to take some ownership as homeowners that it's up to us to choose the right contractor. And just because somebody is telling us that the insurance company is going to pay for it, we're going to giving us a bill of goods and they want to get up on a roof, I'd be very, 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 very cautious with those people. I'm not saying that those people are doing a bad job always. What I am saying is when I find the people that had their down payment walked away with, or they had a job that was unfinished, or they're hiring me to fix the work that somebody else did, almost always that's because they went with somebody in a very quick manner, or with somebody that knocked on their door, or was an unsolicited service that they ended up purchasing. So just keep that in mind. I just think that in Minnesota, we have some really, really good craftsmen. And I'm telling you, just in the roofing alone, besides Lindus, Garlock French does great work. Kaufman Roofing does great work. These are my competitors, Denny. I'm comfortable talking to people about them. And those are the type of competitors that I like to see. Why? Because they're true craftsmen. And that's what Minnesota deserves. We have some of the harshest climates in the country to deal with. The biggest swing in temperatures that you can think of to deal with. Not only do we have crazy warm days, it can get down to 30, 40 below. It's like a 120, 130 degree swing in temperatures. We have snow loads to worry about, ice dams to worry about. So purchasing your exterior products from somebody local that is used to working in this area, and it's not their first rodeo, is a very important thing. So for me, I'd stay away from those people and try to get removed from their list. And what bugs me is I go to these seminars, Denny, we were talking earlier, around the country, and there's these people out there teaching, you know, door knocking. Yeah. And like, something I've heard on numerous occasions is, you see the no soliciting sign, that means knock twice. Or they say, you're not soliciting, you're offering a free inspection. No. Eventually, you're going to try to solicit something out of them. That's not like these trainers are putting these people down the wrong path. And one nice thing was, we had a pretty big storm in Waconia earlier this year. Waconia did as good a job as any community. And you started to see this happen where the licensing, in order to get the solicitation license, you have to be able to prove you're a licensed contractor and you have the proper insurance to go with it. Otherwise, the cities don't issue that license. So if you're going to be going with a door knocker, make sure that they're licensed by your city, because the city did a pretty good job, is doing a better job now of making sure that these are legitimate contractors in order to hand out that license. They just don't hand it out willy-nilly. You just can't show up down at City Hall and get it. You have to be able to prove and have the right credentials in order to get that solicitation license.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the cities are doing a better job with these solicitors. You know what? We have to take a quick break. We have more to come, though. More Home Improvement Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show presented by Linda's Construction. I mentioned it earlier, but if you have a project in mind, whether it be windows, siding, maybe a bathroom remodel, whatever the case may be, give them a call, 844-9-LINDIS. Andy, I always like to ask you, here we are, it's over the halfway mark through October. What kind of deals can be had with Linda's as far as installation labor?
75% off of installation labor on Infinity Windows by Marvin and GAF Asphalt Class 4 Roofing and, of course, Leaf Guard Gutters. The month of October, as the leaves are falling, if you're like me, I will be dealing with my backpack blower, my rake, and my lawn mower a lot the next few days, getting rid of the leaves. So I already have one side of my lawn, it seems to be a foot and a half deep of maple leaves right now.
Yeah, and you're right. And I was thinking maybe I could jinx something because a lot of people love the snow. I was thinking of moving my snowblower into my garage kind of early. And usually when I've done that, it doesn't snow for about 3 months. So we'll see what happens.
I like it. Go for it, because nothing worse than dealing with ice cube leaves in a gutter because it's snowed too early.
Oh, you're right. All right, I'm looking at a text from a listener, Andy. It says, I have LVP flooring. It has a couple of spots where there are gaps next to a wall. Do you think I can fill the gaps with some form of caulking?
What type of flooring?
LVP.
I wouldn't try to fill flooring in your house with caulking, for sure. That's like, I'm guessing it's a kind of vinyl tile, luxury vinyl tile.
So.
Killing it or filling it with caulking is not an option. I'd like to know why, what happened. Chances are it wasn't put together right, and now it's separated. So you might have to look at how it was installed. Now, if you're just talking about a like temporary fix for whatever reason, I would, if it's just on the edge, I would look at maybe redoing the trim and trying to cover it up with trim than caulking. But it's just not, caulking's awesome, but the least amount of caulking you need to use is the right amount of caulking that you need to use. And caulking on flooring just doesn't sound like a professional fix. We'll call it that. I wouldn't call it a professional fix.
Right. We get a lot of questions about the areas around CCO land. Where does Linda's do any work? This listener wants to know, does Linda's do work in St. Michael? Well, that's not that far away from Minneapolis. About 30 minutes, 40 minutes?
Yeah, 30, 40 minutes. You know, we're not so much Leaf Guard. Our territory for Leaf Guard, it ends right around Elk River. But we have done a lot of roofing, siding, windows in like the Monticello to St. Michael area. You know, that's where all my in-laws are from, for the most part, that okay. area of the world.
So give Lindis a call, 844-9-LINDIS. Looking at that, see how many text listeners we can help out here. This listener says, is there a mouse repellent insulation for cinder blocks? And does Lindis do anything about it? The home is 54 years old. Have you ever heard of a mouse repellent insulation? I know you've talked about various types blown in for attics. What do you think?
No, well, cellulose, the fire retardant put on cellulose acts as a natural deterrent to rodents just from the odor. But for me, if you're having a problem, or you know that this is normally a problem area for the rodents, I would look at getting some peppermint or mint essential oil, putting it on a rag and putting it in there. Bonide makes the what I call peppermint pillows, the mouse magic. I've had good luck with that. I just happen to have a wife that always had a bunch of essential oils. I've been yelled at a couple of times for using the expensive essential oils to get rid of the thing. But, you know, at one point in time, when I would get in my truck, my GPS would just tell me how far away the hardware store or Fleet Farm is. So I was trying to, you know, be frugal for one time in my life and use her stuff. And I found that now that she knows that what I'm using it for, she's bought me the cheap stuff, the peppermint oil, and lets me go bonkers with it. But in my attic spaces, and my lawnmower if it's going to get stored for the year, or your boat that's going to get stored for the year, any cars, any areas like your utility rooms that where rodents or mice can come into, I would put that just a little bit goes a long ways, and wear rubber gloves, because if it gets on your hands, it's hard to come off. You're not going to wash it off in just one washing. It's something that sticks with you a while. So just be careful when you're putting it out, and remember that again, as part of the maintenance program, as we go around people's houses looking at dryer vents and windows and where siding meets walls, a mouse needs basically the size of a number two pencil in order to get in, which is, you know, about yeah. half the diameter of my pinky.
Yeah.
It doesn't need a very big opening to be able to get its body through. So something to keep in mind. And yep. But that I've had really good luck with that stuff, Denny, like really good luck.
All right. Good advice. Andy, we are plumb out of time. Let's do this again next week, but I'll tell folks how to get in touch with Lindis. And in the meantime, you have a good week.
You as well. Thank you, Denny.
All right. Thank you. Andy Lindis. Yeah, give him a call. 844-9-LINDIS. As I said, that first visit is always, always free. Great company to work with. Just a reminder, I'll be filling in for the vacationing Susie Jones again tomorrow. In fact, a good part of the hour, we'll have our friend Dr. David Hilden back. So we hope you join us 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And thanks for listening. Thank you, Ryan, here on 830 WCCO.